Well, good morning, and thank you for the opportunity to come and share God's word with you at the Cantonese service.
各位早晨，好高兴俾大家邀请Heaven 今日朝早可以嚟到同大家去一齐崇拜，同埋一齐分享神嘅话语。
I don't know how long it has been, but maybe 15 years or something like that since I preached last here at the Cantonese. I haven't tried calculating it.
Heaven冇仔細嘅去真係數算過，但係佢相信估計咧，大約已經有15年時間係冇喺呢個講台度同大家去分享神嘅話語啦。So
I'm sorry if my Cantonese is out of practice.
所以唔好意思，即係如果佢嘅廣東話係即係生疏咗。
Okay, let's turn to Jonah chapter 4.
我哋一齊嚟睇約拿書嘅第四章。
Now what would you think if God told you to go and tell the gospel to your most hated enemy?
如果神叫你去向你最憎嘅仇敵去講福音，你會點諗呢？
How would you feel if the Lord tasked you with the evangelism of your enemy?
如果主係差派你向你最憎嘅仇敵去傳福音，你嘅感覺會係點呢？
A few years ago, my wife Janet and I went to the Reach Out conference up in Katoomba.
幾年之前 ，Heaven 同佢嘅太太就去咗Katoomba，去參加咗一個叫做 Reach Out 嘅宣教會議。
One of the speakers there was a young man named Michael O.
其中一個講員係一個年輕人，佢個名叫做 Michael O.
Michael O was a missionary.
佢係一位宣教士。
He and his wife had been raised and educated in the United States.
佢同佢太太喺美國長大同埋受教育。
And they both become university teachers in what I think was medicine.
佢哋兩個一齊咧都係去咗大學裏邊教書。咁 Heaven 相信佢哋係教醫科嘅。
But they had both become convinced that God was calling them into service.
但係佢哋兩個都一齊去確信一樣嘢，就係話神呼召佢哋去服侍佢。
Specifically, that they were called to share the gospel, plant churches, and train a new generation of church leaders.
特別係佢哋相信係被神係呼召佢哋去分享福音、去植堂同埋訓練新一代嘅教會領袖。
They were called to the evangelization and discipleship of Japan.
佢哋係被呼召去日本去傳福音同埋做門徒訓練。
Michael O is a Korean.
但 Michael O 係一個韓國人。
Now, as I'm sure you know, there is no love lost between the Koreans and the Japanese.
相信大家都知道韓國人同日本人之間係冇愛嘅存在嘅。
In fact, when Michael became aware of his calling to serve in Japan, he knew that among his family and among his fellowship, there would be folk who wouldn't understand how God could be calling him to Japan.
事實上，當Michael知道神去呼召佢去日本服侍嘅時候，佢就知道喺佢嘅家庭當中，喺佢嘅團契當中，會有人唔明白神點解會呼召佢去日本。
His nation and the Japanese have a long history of anger, opposition, and violence.
佢嘅民族同日本人係有一段好悠久嘅憤怒、對抗同埋暴力嘅歷史。
But that land, those people, that nation, well, that's whom God was calling him to go to.
但係就係呢一片嘅土地、呢啲嘅人、呢個國家，神呼召佢去到呢一個地方。
But today, Michael has seen the conversion of quite a number of young Japanese professionals, has planted a church, and is heading up a seminary in Japan, training a new generation of church leaders.
但係今日Michael見證咗有好多年輕嘅日本專業人士轉向神，佢亦都已經成立咗一間教會，正係籌備緊領導一間嘅神學院，去訓練日本新一代嘅教會領袖。
So what would you think if God called you to go and tell the gospel to your most hated enemy?
所以如果神叫你去向你最憎嘅仇敵去講福音嘅時候，你會點諗呢？
How would you feel if the Lord tasked you with the evangelism of your enemy?
如果主差派你向你嘅仇敵去傳福音，你嘅感覺又係點呢？
Now, I think it was 2 weeks ago, Simon Porter came and shared God's word with you here at the Cantonese service from the prophet Jonah and chapter 1.
相信兩個星期前 ，Simon Porter 就喺呢一個中文堂同大家去分享緊，分享咗約拿書嘅第一章裏邊神嘅説話。
So this morning I'd like to take us to the end of the book of Jonah and chapter 4.
今朝早 ，Heaven 會帶大家去睇到約拿書嘅結尾第四章。
I'm sorry that we're skipping chapters 2 and 3.
好意思，就我哋跳過咗第二同第三章。
You'll just have to ask your sisters and brothers in the English congregation, what they're about, because they're having a series of sermons on all four chapters.
你可能要問翻英文堂嘅弟兄姊妹啦，因為佢哋咧就係有一個嘅系列嘅講道，就係全部四章都有講到嘅。
So if you don't have them already open, I'd encourage you to have the scriptures open in front of you, whether it's on your Bible or on your device, on your gadget, and have Jonah 4 open in front of you.
如果大家未打開聖經嘅話咧 ，Heaven 都鼓勵大家，無論係實體嘅聖經啦，或者你嘅手機啊，或者你啲 iPad 啊，都請你打開約拿書嘅第四章。
I'm sure we're all familiar with the story of Jonah.
相信大家對約拿嘅故事都好熟悉。
It's a favorite of kids Sunday school。
係小朋友主日學嘅其中一個至愛嘅故事。
An Israelite prophet is called by God to preach to the Assyrian city of Nineveh。
一位以色列嘅先知俾神呼召去亞述嘅尼尼微城嚟到宣講。
Instead, he runs away the other way and he boards a ship to Tarshish。
但係佢卻係掉頭走，上咗一隻去他斯嘅船。
But God sends the storm and then a big fish to redirect him back to where he's supposed to go.
但是神使到狂风大作，然后就安排一条大鱼将约拿带翻去佢要去嘅地方。
In chapter 2, we've got the strange and remarkable prayer from the belly of the fish.
在第二章嘅时候，有一个喺鱼腹里边好奇怪但又好精彩嘅祈祷。
And then Jonah is vomited up.On the coast, and recommissioned by God, Jonah goes to Nineveh.
然后约拿就被吐喺一个旱地上边，再次俾神去委派去翻尼尼微呢一个地方。
His task was to preach God's judgment upon Nineveh. 40 more days, and Nineveh will be overthrown.
佢嘅任务就系去宣讲神对尼尼微嘅审判。再等40日，尼尼微必倾覆了。
And a remarkable revival breaks forth.
但是一个很精彩的复兴就出现了。
The Assyrians of Nineveh repent.
尼尼微里面的亚述人他们悔改。
From the top down.
由上至下。
From the king to the lowest of the low.
由他们的国王至到最卑微的。
They believed God.
他们相信神。
They turned from their evil ways.
他们离开他们所行的恶道。
They turned towards God in urgent prayer.
他们转向神切切地来到祈祷。
And God in his compassion relents from the destruction that he had threatened.
而神就在他的怜悯当中去后悔，不将这些灾祸降给他们。
And that's where we pick up the story today.
我们今天就是要讲这个故事，就是由这里开始。
With repentant Nineveh and a gracious God.
有悔改了的尼尼微和一位有恩典的神。
So what did Jonah think when God told him to go and tell the gospel to his most hated enemy?
当神叫约拿去向他最憎恨的仇敌去讲福音的时候，约拿会怎么想
呢？ How did Jonah feel when the Lord tasked him with the evangelism of his enemy?
当主差派约拿去向他的仇敌传福音的时候，约拿的感觉会是怎么样呢？
And how did he think and feel when his ministry was blessed and his message was a blessing to the Ninevites?
当他的事工受到祝福的时候，而他的信息对尼尼微人是一个祝福的时候，他的想法和他的感受又是怎样呢？
How did he feel and think when God was glorified in his compassion towards the sinful but now repentant believing Gentiles?
当神在他的怜悯里面去对待这班有罪但是现在悔改相信的外邦人得着荣耀的时候，约拿的想法和感受又会是怎样
呢？ Well, we're told in chapter 4 and verse 1.
在第四章的第一节告诉我们。
But to Jonah, this seemed very wrong, and he became angry.
这事约拿大大不悦，且甚发怒。
Now, I don't know how your Chinese translation puts it, but the NIV, which I was using in English, it's a bit weak, as a translation of the original Hebrew.
Heaven 知道我哋嘅中文圣经点样翻译呢一个字眼啦，但系佢话英文里边嘅 NIV 咧，就去作为希伯来文嘅翻译咧，就有啲嘅不足。
Jonah burned. Jonah burned with anger.
约拿系怒火中烧。
In chapter 3, we're told of God's fierce anger. Literally, God's burning anger.
在第三章里面，我们看到神的烈怒，字面上来说，是神燃烧的愤怒。
And now, it is Jonah who is on fire. On fire because God has compassion towards repentant Nineveh. Now Jonah is familiar to us maybe from kids Sunday school, but in some ways we need to rescue Jonah from Sunday school and get to grips with him as grown-ups.
我哋对约拿嘅熟悉，或者系嚟自我哋儿童主日学里边嘅，但系我哋相信而家系应该系将约拿从主日学里边解救出嚟，从成年人嘅角度去掌握到底发生紧乜嘢事。
What is going on here in Jonah chapter 4？
喺约拿第四章到底发生紧咩事咧
？Why is Jonah so angry？
点解约拿咁嬲咧
？What is Jonah so angry at？
约拿到底嬲啲乜咧？
Or maybe more to the point, who is Jonah so angry with, and why?
或者更重要嘅系约拿到底向边一个发嬲，同埋点解佢要发嬲咧？
So really, my first point from Jonah chapter 4, my first point.
所以喺约拿书第四章嘅第一点就系
the burning anger. That's what we see here. The burning anger of Jonah at God's abounding kindness.
约拿对神丰盛的慈爱的愤怒。
Chapter 4, verse 2.
四章第二节。
He prayed to the Lord, Isn't this what I said, Lord, when I was still at home? That is what I tried to forestall by fleeing to Tarshish. I knew that you were a gracious and compassionate God, slow to anger and abounding in love, a God who relents from sending calamity.Now, Lord, take away my life, for it is better for me to die than to live.
就祷告耶和华说：耶和华，我在本国的时候岂不是这样说吗？我知道你是有恩典、有怜悯的神，不轻易发怒，有丰盛的慈爱，并且后悔不降所说的灾，所以我急速逃往加他斯去。耶和华，现在求你取我的命吧，因为我死了比活着还好。
Only now are we told why Jonah ran away back in chapter 1.
我哋到而家先至知道点解喺第一章约拿要逃走。
He wasn't scared of the Assyrians of Nineveh.
佢唔系惊尼尼微里边嘅亚述人。
He might have good reasons to be scared of them.
佢可能有好充分嘅理由去惊佢哋。
Simon Porter reminded us when he spoke on Jonah 1 just how evil and wicked and cruel that this nation was.
Simon Porter 在他讲第一章的时候都有提醒过我们这个国家到底有几咁邪恶同埋有几咁残酷。
They gloried in conquest.
他们为他们的征服而感到自豪。
Their propaganda declared what they did to their enemies.
他们宣传他们对他敌人的所作所为。
Even today, we have records from their kings proclaiming how they tortured, they skinned alive and beheaded their enemies.
即使在今天，我们都有来自他们国王的一些记录，宣告他们怎样去折磨他们的敌人，将他们鉴生来到剥皮，以及斩他们敌人的头。
Even today, in the museums of the world, you can find images of these people conquering, burning, killing, impaling.
即使是今天在世界各地的博物馆里面，你都可以找到一些的图像，是讲他们怎样去征服，怎样去焚烧，怎样去杀戮。
They did it often enough and loudly enough That they set fear in the hearts of their victims and enemies and neighbors.
他们经常这样做，大肆地去做，使到他们的受害者、敌人和邻舍心里面都起了恐惧。
The Assyrians were the rising superpower of their day, and they were happy to intimidate their neighbors.
亚述在当时是一个崛起的超级大国，他们乐于去恐吓他们的邻舍。
But that is not why Jonah ran.
但这个并不是约拿逃走的原因。
See, from chapter 1, we do not get any real clues as to why he ran. God tells him to preach, to announce judgment upon Nineveh and the Assyrians because of their wickedness.
在第一章我们找不到为什么他逃走的原因，神是叫他去宣讲，去宣告因为他们的罪恶而对尼尼微和亚述人的一些审判。
We might guess that he was afraid. But now in chapter 4 and verse 2, we find out what sent Jonah on his way to Tarshish.
我们可能估计他是害怕，但是在第四章的第二节，我们找到他是什么东西令到约拿要逃走去他斯。
Isn't this what I said, Lord, when I was still at home?
耶和华，我在本国的时候岂不是这样说吗？
That is what I tried to forestall by fleeing to Tarshish.
所以我急速逃往他斯去。
I knew that you were a gracious and compassionate God, slow to anger and abounding in love, a God who relents from sending calamity.
我知道你是有恩典、有怜悯的神，不轻易发怒，有丰盛的慈爱，并且后悔不降所说的灾。
It is the grace of God that angers Jonah.
令约拿愤怒的是神的恩典。
It is the character of God that makes him burn.
是神的属性令到约拿燃烧。
It is God himself that Jonah rejects and runs from.
约拿拒绝的和逃避的是神自己。
See, we know of Jonah from two places in the Old Testament. Here in the book with his name, and also from 2 Kings, chapter 14 and verse 25.
在旧约有两处的地方让我们认识到约拿，其中一个就是约拿书，另外一个就是列王记下14章25节。
Now, 1 and 2 Kings, of course, is the history of the kings of Israel and Judah.
列王记上下就是记载以色列和犹大王的历史。
The history of the kingdom united under David and Solomon, but then divided north and south under Solomon's successors.
在大卫和所罗门之下是统一的王国，但是在所罗门的继任人里面呢，就是一个分裂为南北两国 的地方。
The northern 10 tribes under Jeroboam and his successors in various ways go further and further away from God. And they go sooner than their brothers in Judah. They go far away from God.
北国十个支派在耶罗波安和他的继任人的带领之下，比起他们南国犹大的兄弟更快地离开神的道，越来越远。
God sends especially to these northern kingdom of Israel his two great prophets, Elijah and Elisha.
神特别差派了两位很伟大的先知以利亚和以利沙去北国以色列。
But by Jonah's day, these two prophets had passed from the scene at least a generation earlier.
但是到了约拿时代，这两位先知已经离开了起码有一代有多。
In Jonah's day, God had begun sending both Israel in the north and Judah in the south his writing prophets, Hosea and Amos.
在约拿的时代，神开始派先知，好像何西亚和阿摩斯这样，去北国的以色列和南国的犹大。
And these prophets begin to warn of God's anger and coming judgment on Israel.
而这些先知就开始警告神的愤怒，是同埋对以色列的审判。
And God is going to raise up Assyria to be the instrument, the rod of his anger against his own rebellious people.
而神是将会兴起亚述作为他的愤怒之杖，去对付他叛逆的子民。
But for a short while, during the days of Jonah, Israel seemed to be quite successful.
但是在約拿的時候，至少有一段短的時間，以色列好像是相當的成功。
Their kingdom actually grew more powerful.
他們的王國變得好像是更加強大。
The people became more prosperous.
人民變得更加富裕。
In fact, Jonah himself had been the prophet who promised the restoration of the boundaries of Israel under the second King Jeroboam.
事實上，約拿作為先知，曾經講到在耶羅波安二世的統治之下，以色列的邊界會得到恢復。
But God had used Jonah to be a messenger of the success of Israel in 2 Kings 14.
神曾經使用過約拿作為以色列在列王記下十四章裏面所講佢以色列嘅成功嘅一個使者。
But God was going to use Jonah to preach judgment on Assyria.
神是會用約拿去宣講對亞述的審判。
But Jonah knew God, or at the very least, he knew the truth about God.
但是約拿認識神，或者至少他知道關於神的真理。
I knew that you are a gracious and compassionate God, slow to anger and abounding in love.
我知道你是有恩典、有憐憫的神。不輕易發怒，有豐盛的慈愛。
Now those words, you are a gracious and compassionate God, slow to anger and abounding in love, they should be familiar to us too, shouldn't they?
這些字眼，你是有恩典、有憐憫的神，不輕易發怒，有豐盛的慈愛，對於我們來說都應該是相當的熟悉。
They are, of course, the description that God himself gave of himself when Moses back in the Exodus asks to see God's glory, the Lord's glory.
这些正正是神在出埃及记的时候，当摩西求见耶和华的荣耀，神给他的一个描述。
How does God describe himself?
神怎样形容他自己呢？
The Lord, the compassionate and gracious God, slow to anger, abounding in love and faithfulness, maintaining love to thousands and forgiving wickedness, rebellion and sin. Yet he does not leave the guilty unpunished. He punishes the children and their children for the sin of the parents to the third and the fourth generation.
耶和華耶和華是有憐憫有恩典的神，不輕易發怒，並有豐盛的慈愛和誠實。为千万人存留慈爱，赦免罪孽、过犯和罪恶，万不以有罪的为无罪，必追讨他的罪，自父及子，直到三四代。
This was the God who revealed himself to Moses, the God who Jonah knew, and the God Jonah was angry with.
这个就是向摩西显现的神，是约拿所认识的神，亦都是约拿所恼怒的神。
See, Jonah's burning anger is directed at God's compassion.
約拿的怒火是指向神的憐憫。
And see, Jonah would have been pleased, happy to declare, prophesy the extension and re-establishment of Israel's borders.
約拿會很樂意、很開心去預言以色列邊界的擴張或者重建。
Jonah might have been pleased to declare Nineveh's judgment and destruction for its wickedness.
約拿或者會很高興去宣布尼尼微因為佢嘅惡而受到審判同埋破壞。
But when God called him not to tell Israel that Nineveh would be judged, but rather to go to Nineveh itself.And preach judgment against it, Jonah became suspicious.
但是当神呼召他不是去告诉以色列，不是去告诉以色列知尼尼微会被审判，而是要去尼尼微的时候，去宣讲对尼尼微的审判的时候，约拿就觉得有可疑了。
Wouldn't it be enough just to promise and to predict the destruction of that wicked city that threatened the existence of Israel? Maybe just there in Israel, you know, in back at home. Why did he have to go to the Ninevites?
正是应许同埋预测呢一座威胁以色列佢自己嘅子民嘅呢个邪恶城市会被毁灭，咪够咯？点解要去同尼尼微人讲咧？
Why not just proclaim it and watch it from a distance?
點解唔淨係宣佈咗之後，然後就離遠咁睇住發生咩事咧
？Why is God calling me? Jonah says. Why is God calling me to tell the Ninevites what God has in store for them?
約拿可能自己跟自己講啦，神點解要我去將神對佢哋嘅計劃話俾尼尼微人聽呢
？Jonah's suspicions were raised。
約拿有懷疑。
He knew the character and ways of God all too well。
佢非常之了解神嘅屬性同埋神嘅做事方法。
So here in chapter 4, we're given a bit of delayed information, a bit of backstory, a kind of flashback that explains what's been going on ever since chapter 1.
在第四章这里，我们得到一些迟来的信息，一个好像是背后的故事，一种的导述去解释由第一章开始到底发生什么事。
Jonah had already told God that he's worried that God would use his preaching to bring about Nineveh's repentance.
约拿已经同神讲过，佢担心神会用佢嘅宣讲嚟到使到尼尼微悔改。
Jonah had anticipated that God's character would lead to warning, repentance, and then God relenting.
约拿亦都预料到以神嘅属性，佢会先带嚟警告，跟住就会有悔改，然后神就会转意后悔。
But these were Israel's enemies.
但呢啲係以色列人嘅仇敵嚟噶噃。
These were the hated Assyrians。
係佢哋所憎恨嘅亞述人。
They were a threat。
佢哋係一個威脅嚟噶。
Wouldn't it be so much better to watch them burn than turn？
見到佢哋被焚燒，唔係比見到佢哋回轉更加好咩
？Jonah knew his God well enough。
約拿非常了解佢嘅神。
Jonah knew that God's desire was that everyone should come to repentance.
約拿知道神嘅心意係每個人都會悔改。
Jonah was willing to be the recipient of God's mercy, but he's unwilling to be the channel of God's mercy towards those he hated.
約拿好樂意成為神憐憫嘅接受者，但係佢卻唔願意成為神憐憫佢所憎恨嘅人嘅渠道。
The message of the scriptures at this point to us, above all, is: Do we know the heart of God towards the world?
喺呢一度经文俾我哋嘅信息就系我哋到底知唔知道神对世界嘅心意咧
？Yes, it is a world in rebellion, a wicked world, a world that has rejected God and is just as opposed to God's people.
系啊，呢一个系一个叛逆嘅世界。一个恶的世界，一个拒绝神的世界，同埋同神的子民对立的世界。
But even so, God sends a word of warning with the intention that it causes even wicked Nineveh to turn and trust in Him.
虽然是这样，神都发出警告，个用意就是这个警告会令到即使是邪恶的尼尼微都会回转，并且相信他。
Do we know the heart of God towards the world?
我哋知唔知道神对呢个世界嘅心意咧
？And then, do we share the heart of God towards the world?
然后我哋系唔系都有神对世界嘅心意咧
？A world that opposes, sometimes oppresses God's people. A world that's a threat to those who call themselves by God's name.
一个抗拒的世界，有时甚至是压迫神的子民。这个世界对那些称自己是属神的人是构成威胁的。
Might it be enough to simply proclaim God's judgment and wait and watch for it to happen?
只是宣布神的审判，然后等待它的发生，是不是已经足够呢
？Or instead, do we share God's heart to the world?
定係取而代之嘅，我哋都有神對世界嘅心意咧。
Jonah might have been afraid of those Assyrians, but it was the fear that God might forgive the Assyrians that made him run in the opposite direction.
約拿可能惧怕亞述人，但係係因為恐怕神會寬恕亞述人，而使到約拿向反方向逃走。
Jonah might have been one of those people who enjoys preaching doom and gloom, and there are some, but it is his fear that the Assyrians might repent and God might relent that held him back from going to Nineveh.
約拿可能是其中一位喜歡傳講悲觀和令人沮喪的信息的人，真的有這些人的，但是是因为他恐怕亚述人会悔改，而神会转意，而令他不去尼尼微。
So what would you think if God told you to go and tell the gospel to your most hated enemy?
所以如果神叫你向你最憎恨的仇敌讲福音，你会怎么想呢？
How would you feel if the Lord tasked you with the evangelism of your enemy?
如果主差派你向你的仇敌去传福音，你的感觉会是怎么样呢？
Would you burn with anger?
你会不会怒火中烧呢？
Might you be tempted to say, I'm angry with you, Lord. I'm angry with you because of who you are and what you're like. I'm angry because you forgive my enemies.
你会不会说，主啊，我好嬲你啊，我嬲你因为你是你咯，同埋你就是咁噶啦，我嬲你是因为你宽恕咗我嘅仇敌。
Jonah was so angry, he would rather die.
约拿嬲到情愿死啊。
Well, the second half of Jonah chapter 4 is found in verses 5 to 11.
约拿书第四章嘅下半部系由第五节到到十一节。
Now, we won't go through all the details of the story or try to identify what exactly the plant was that God caused to grow over and shade Jonah.
我们不会去讲详细的内容，或者去尝试去找出神使他生长遮盖约拿那棵的植物到底是什么植物。
We'll just focus on the message that God wants to teach Jonah, summed up for us at the end in verses 10 and 11.
我们会将注意力集中在第十节的尾和第十一节，神要教导约拿的信息。
Jonah 10 and 11. You have been concerned about this plant, though you did not tend it or make it grow. It sprang up overnight and died overnight. And should I not have concern for the great city of Nineveh, in which there are more than 120,000 people who cannot tell their right hand from their left, and also many animals?
这卑麻不是你栽种的，也不是你培养的，一夜发生，一夜干死，你尚且爱惜，何况这尼尼微大城，其中不能分辨左手右手的有十二万多人，并有许多牲畜，我岂能不爱惜呢？
So my second and shorter point from Jonah chapter 4 is the tearful concern of God even towards his people's enemies.
所以在约拿书第四章的第二点会比较短一点的，这一点就是神对甚至是他子民的仇敌的流泪爱惜。
The key word of God's final reply to Jonah in verses 10 and 11 is concern.
神对约拿最后的答复在第十和十一节里面，那个关键词就是爱惜。
The various English translations translated in different ways. I don't know any Chinese, so I can't comment on what's in front of you. But the original has the idea of concern or care or maybe even pity.
在英文的譯本裡面將這個字翻譯到不同的翻譯的方法，但 Heaven 就不懂中文，所以就不可以對我們，即是我們面前我們本聖經的翻譯作任何的評論。但是原文的意思就是關注或者關心或者是可憐。
And the root of the word concern in Hebrew has the idea of flowing, maybe suggesting tears flowing.
而在希伯来文 concern 这个字的字根呢，是有流动的意思，可能暗示紧是眼泪。
We can certainly be sure that God cares about Nineveh and its people.
我们很肯定神很在乎尼尼微和他的人民。
Maybe like Christ with Jerusalem,God sheds tears over the city.
或者好像基督对耶路撒冷一样，神为这座城流下眼泪。
Also, the scholars, the Bible scholars, debate the exact meaning about those people who don't know they are right from their left. But from what I've read and understand, I don't think it's talking about the innocent, but rather those who are so lost in sin, they no longer know right from wrong, and who desperately need the light of God's word.
很多的圣经学者都去辩论不能分辨左手右手的人那个准确的意思，但是 Heaven 从他所读过和所理解的就不认为这里是指婴孩，而是指那些在罪里面迷失的人，他们已经不懂得分对错，他们急切的需要神话语的亮光。
God is deeply and rightly concerned.
神是很深切的爱惜。
Yes, he would be within his rights to judge them without mercy.
是的，神是绝对有权毫无怜悯地去审判这班人。
But yes, he displays his grace by granting them revelation and granting them faith and repentance.
但是他通过给他们一些启示，给他们可以能够去相信、去倚靠和悔改，来展示神的恩典。
Jonah is burning with anger, but God is flowing with mercy.
约拿就是怒火中烧，但是神却是流露着怜悯。
God's anger had burned in chapter 3, but now in chapter 4 it is quenched by the flow of his pity.
神的愤怒在第三章燃烧，但来到第四章的时候，他的怜悯的流露就将这个怒火熄灭了。
This is our God.
这位就是我们的神。
The God who is the compassionate and gracious God, slow to anger, abounding in love and faithfulness, maintaining love to thousands and forgiving wickedness, rebellion and sin, yet he does not leave the guilty unpunished.
一位是有怜悯、有恩典的神，不轻易发怒，并有丰盛的慈爱和诚实，为千万人存留慈爱，赦免罪孽、过犯和罪恶，万不以有罪的为无罪。
Both holiness and love, both purity and pity, both justice and mercy.
是圣洁和爱、清洁和怜恤、公义和怜悯。
Our temptation is to want God to do things our way.
我们很多时候都被引诱，就是想神按我们的方法去做事。
We're happy to receive his mercy, but maybe we want his justice to roll down on others, maybe.
我们很乐于接受神的怜悯，同时可能我们希望他的公义临到别人身上。
Or maybe we are the opposite of Jonah,and we're all grace and no repentance.
或者我们是约拿的反面，对于我们来讲，全部都是恩典，没有悔改的。
Well, we have to remember that in the end, finally, neither Jonah's Israel nor Nineveh's Assyria remained repentant for many, many generations.
我们必须谨记的就是，到最后，无论是约拿的以色列，或者是尼尼微的亚述，都没有保持住他们这个的悔改。
Israel, despite their success in Jonah's day, kept on dishonoring their Lord.
以色列虽然在约拿的时代很成功，但他们仍然继续的离弃耶和华。
Assyria, despite one generation's repentance in Nineveh, actually ended up later returning to their evil and cruel ways.
亚述虽然在尼尼微的时候有一代人悔改，但是结果都是回去他们的邪恶和凶残的道路。
And the Lord indeed did raise up Nineveh to judge Israel.
而耶和华是兴起尼尼微去审判以色列。
And then the Lord raised up the Medes and the Persians and the Babylonians to judge Assyria.
然后耶和华就兴起马代、波斯和巴比伦去审判亚述。
Israel was judged only a generation or two after Jonah.
以色列在约拿之后一至两代就受到审判。
Assyria was judged about 6 or 7 generations later.
亚述就大约在6至7代之后受到审判。
But Jonah's problem was his willingness to accept mercy for himself and his people, but his unwillingness to be a channel of mercy to others.
约拿的问题就是，他愿意自己和他的人民得到怜悯，但是他却不愿意成为别人得着怜悯的渠道。
He knew his God, in his head at least, but he didn't have the heart, or the will, or the hands and the feet like God.
他认识神，至少他头脑上认识神，但是他并没有神一样的心、意志或者手或者脚。
Now see, are we like him, maybe?
我们跟他是不是一样呢？
Or maybe we're the opposite to Jonah, but an opposite error.
可能我们是跟他几乎的相反，但是是一个相反的错误。
Are we tempted to see God as only indulgence and sentimentality? Are we only want God to act only according to his mercy?
我们是不是觉得神只是去放纵或者是感情用事，还是只是想神按着他的怜悯行事呢？
Do we know our God?
我哋认识我哋嘅神吗？
The God who revealed himself to Moses and by his actions revealed himself again to Jonah.
呢位向摩西显现嘅神，同埋藉住佢嘅行动向约拿显现嘅神。
The God who ultimately revealed himself in his son Jesus, who brought grace and truth through the cross and resurrection.
最终是在他的儿子耶稣去显现彰显他自己的神，他透过十字架和复活带来了恩典和真理。
Jesus who dies for our sins in our stead, bearing the punishment of the guilty.
为我们的罪而死的耶稣付上罪的刑罚。
Jesus who risen from the grave brings us the kindness and grace and love of God to us, the undeserving.
在坟墓里面复活的耶稣带给我们神的慈悲、恩典和爱，给我们这些不配的人。
Do we know our God?
我们认识我们的神吗？
At least Jonah knew the words.
至少约拿知道那些字眼。
We should know what God has said and done and said again about himself.
我们是应该知道神讲了什么，做过什么，重复的讲是关于他自己的事。
But Jonah's problem was that he didn't like what he knew about God.
约拿的问题就是他不喜欢他对神的认识和了解。
So should we have a heart like Jonah's or a heart like God's?
我们应该拥有一个好像约拿的心，还是好像神的心呢？
We need to drink deeply in God's word.
我们需要更深地去看神的话。
We need to think deeply about the God revealed in the words of scripture.
我们需要更加深入地去思想神，在神的话语里面去认识神。
We need to feel strongly like God, both in his justice and in his mercy.
我们需要更多地去感受神，感受神的公义和他的怜悯。
We're to love our neighbors as ourselves.
我们是要爱人如己。
More than that, we're to love our enemies and pray for those who persecute us.
而更多的就是我们要爱我们的仇敌，和为逼迫我们的人祈祷。
We pray that we might be forgiven just as we have forgiven others.
我们祈祷我们好像我们饶恕别人一样去被饶恕。
We are to bless and not curse.
我们是去祝福而不是去咒诅。
To bless even those who persecute us.
甚至去祝福那些逼迫我们的人。
Jonah had a burning anger towards God's abounding kindness, but God's tearful concern triumphed even towards his people's enemies.
约拿对于神丰盛的慈爱充满了愤怒，但是神的流泪爱惜甚至战胜他子民的仇敌。
The book of the prophet Jonah ends on an unresolved note.
约拿书以一个好像未曾解决的事来做结束。
It ends with an unanswered question.
他以一个未解答的问题来结束。
We don't know how Jonah responded.
我们不知道约拿怎样回应。
But it ends with a question that we need to answer.
但是这个问题我们需要去回复，去回答。
Should I be concerned?
我应该爱惜吗？
Yes, Lord.
主啊，是的。
Should you be concerned?
你应该爱惜吗？
Yes.
是的。
Let's pray.
我们一起祈祷。
Dear Father, we thank you for your holiness as well as your great love. Help us to reflect both in all that we do and say.
天父，我们多谢你是又圣洁又充满爱，求你帮助我们能够去将你的圣洁、你的爱来到彰显。
Help us to be willing to speak the good news to all.
帮助我们能够将你的福音向所有人来到传讲。
Whoever they are,
无论他们是哪一个。
And Lord, we wait to see your great mercy coming upon this world.
主啊，我们真的去渴望看到你那个的降临临到这个世界上边。
Amen.
Amen.